It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, you still have to go with the stock market, especially the Dow Jones, the S&P 500. Both of those have traded up to all-time highs again. Gold, we could throw that in there. That's also still flirting with all-time highs. So we're seeing some pretty good strength in the outside markets, mainly because of the idea that the economy is improving and because of the interest rate drop. We're continuing to see the stock market perform very well. But I'd also throw into that corn and soybeans. As of late, we've seen a pretty good rally in both those markets as the funds come in and they're liquidating positions. We've got some friendly fundamental news that's helping to support the market, but more so, even though we're into harvest right now, yields coming in a little bit less than anticipated. We're also seeing weather supportive, and that's causing the funds to liquidate, which is absorbing all of the hedge pressure that's coming into play.
Well, seasonally too, don't corn and beans tend to bottom and start hitting higher here now this time of year?
You know, they do. You know, it's a little early for it. We normally see that into October, but I think because of the disappointing yields and because of the weather problems in Brazil, all that is coming in to help put in a little support ahead of the normal seasonal run that we see. So, yeah, I would agree with that. But we're, you know, wheat hasn't been participating with it. It's been more corn and beans.
What's not hot then?
Well, that kind of leads into it. I would say, you know, I'd have to throw wheat into that as that continues to struggle. I mean, demand is one of the big things, even though we're seeing world demand slow down for some of the other major exporting countries, especially Russia, Australia, the European Union is all lowering their production estimates, but the U.S. hasn't been able to see much off of that. But I'd also throw into that crude oil. That's been continuing to struggle because of OPEC kind of giving up their ideas of seeing $100 a barrel. So now they're looking at the possibility of continuing with their production estimates. And then I would throw in the dollar as well, as that continues to be under pressure because of the stronger economy.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.